The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some laws in Surah Al-Fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانِ, human being, إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ, when they are tested, bala, the word bala that you're more familiar with, when I read مَبْتَلَاهُ, you don't catch the word bala there. Ma ibtalahu. Ibtala comes from the root that the word bala comes from as well. There's the same thing. Ibtalahu means to put them through bala. Okay. Bala means test, not calamity. Calamity has the meaning of hardship, difficulty. That isn't the intended meaning here. Bala sometimes can mean that, and sometimes just generally means testing. But the point here is, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانِ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ, when God tests him and أَكْرَمَهُ, honors that person. It's God's test to be honored. What do you mean أَكْرَمَهُ, honoring them? It says the following word, وَنَعَمَهُ, gives him a lot of blessings. Money starts coming, all the deals start working, nice offers for work, six-figure salaries, and all that stuff starts happening. When God tests him, God tells us the reality of it, and then tells us what the human being thinks. فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ, that's what God does. إِبْتَلَاهُ, he tests him with this. What does a human being do? فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا, the human being says, oh, God is honoring me, God is so nice to me. Then he say Alhamdulillah as well, and do some nadhr, or take some money out for charity, take some money to the shrines of the ma'sumeen. God is so kind to me. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. Then, وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ, it's God testing. That was testing, but this guy took it in this way. Then another form of testing came their way. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ, the rizq, the sustenance of the person, قَدَرَ, he makes it tight. Instead of the abundance, now it's tight. All the folks that were buying the stuff, they're not buying anymore. Business went down. Got fired. This, you try this, it doesn't work now. Result? This is God doing it. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ, it's God putting in that. What is the person's understanding of it? فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا, God is putting me down. God is belittling me. God is dishonoring me. And then God says in the next verse, Kalla, no. Both are wrong. You thought God was honoring you when he gave you all that stuff? It was ibtila. It was a test. And you said, God is dishonoring me here? No, that's also not the case. This is very important for us to understand. We make big mistakes when we make those two wrong judgments. When we think God is honoring us when all that great stuff is coming, all the material gains, all the blessing, all the abundance, the homes, the cash, this, fame, good name, people loving you, and all of that comes. If we say, I'm being honored here. God is honoring me. He's respecting me. He favors me. Oh, look at everybody else. I don't know. And then we say, I don't know why. I don't think I deserve it, but I do think that it's coming my way. When I think that way, when I think this is because of me and God is honoring me, then I stop looking at what I'm doing and making sure I am honoring God and what He said. Remembering this is all His. And I have to be careful what I do with it. Forget that. Too busy enjoying what's been given. And then when the hardship comes, as a Muslim, these words are فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا إِنْ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. It says, my Lord. So this is a believer. He's not talking about disbelievers. He's talking about believers. He's talking about us. God gives me hardship, money. I say, oh, God is dishonoring me. What happens with that? I don't realize this is a test. There's a number of wrong things I do. One is I start feeling bad about God. Why did God do this to me? If I understand that He's putting me down, He's harming me, obviously I'm not going to like it. As much as we say, oh yeah, I deserve God, please remove it. He doesn't remove it. Like, oh, what's going on here? Yeah, okay, whatever I did, please get me out of here. Get me out of this condition. It doesn't happen. It continues. You're not going to feel good. You won't feel good about God. That you, your judgment of His behavior towards you is that, ahanan, that's fundamentally wrong. That judgment of God's behavior towards me is fundamentally wrong. If I'm a believer and this is my Rabb, this is my Lord, He is Rabbul Alameen, He doesn't have any reason, unless I do wrong, and that's the result of what I've done. But قَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا, as it says here, it's not because of that. Same way that kuffar, sometimes there's abundance given to kuffar. Well, if you're a rebellious person towards Allah, if your rizq is supposed to be measured less and it's supposed to be tight, then all these kuffar shouldn't have what they have. The Quran says that's not how it works. As a believer, if you go through tough times, don't judge God trying to harm you, hurt you. You don't even know if any, even if the worst thing I did, doesn't mean it's because of that that this happened. The verse is very clear. ابْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَأَمَّا إِذَا ابْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ. The rizq, finances get tight. It's ابْتَلَاء of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether I did right or wrong, that's a whole different thing. If I have done wrong, even while all the finances are coming, all the money is flowing in, I could be doing a lot of wrong. It doesn't mean, that's what we're saying, right? You misjudge, like, oh, I must be doing good with God, that's why all this is coming. No. That's not how it works. That's a misjudgment. It causes you to think, oh, I'm doing good. No, you're not. You need to look at what you're doing. If what you're doing is wrong, it is wrong despite you being well financially. And if the situation is tight, just generally look back. If what you've done is wrong, istighfar, you do istighfar, situation is not going to change necessarily. And you look back, like, the reason why I've ended up in this condition, on a superficial level at least, is because of the good I've done. Imam al-Hussein ended up in Karbala, they didn't allow him to have water. Can it get any tighter than that? Why did he get in that position? Because he disobeyed Allah? No, it's because he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His six-month-old baby didn't have water to drink. The mother didn't have milk for the child. The basic needs of a family. Is it because they disobeyed Allah? No. It doesn't work like that. Everything is in ibtila. Whether abundance is what we're experiencing, or it's a tight financial condition we're experiencing, this is the ibtila of Allah. In either condition, look back. Look at what you're doing. Look before you do.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.